As long as the intercontinental ballistic missiles deployed in the Arctic have a range of up to 8,000 kilometers, they can basically cover the strategic hinterland of major countries such as the United States, Europe, China, and Russia, and have a short flight distance, which greatly increases the penetration capability. At the same time, because the complex polar ocean environment and electromagnetic environment seriously affect the effectiveness of existing anti-submarine technology, the Arctic region is also an ideal concealed place for strategic nuclear submarines. During the Cold War, the two superpowers of the United States and the Soviet Union used the Arctic Ocean as a strategic nuclear strike, especially an important launch site for the second nuclear strike, and attached great importance to the deployment and crews of strategic nuclear submarines in the Arctic. At present, the United States and Russia still regard the Arctic as an important deployment site for strategic nuclear submarines. 3. Polar regions have significant scientific research value. The Arctic and Antarctic are the most important sources of cold air masses on the Earth, affecting climate change in the two hemispheres. The Arctic has been an important place for meteorological research since the Second World War. At the same time, the polar region is the place with the most extreme climate and the most complicated electromagnetic environment on the Earth. It is a natural testing field and can be used for testing various materials and equipment, including aerospace equipment. Some countries also use the polar regions to conduct weapons and equipment tests, especially cold tests of weapons and equipment, and the research and development of some special weapons. For example, the United States conducts research and development of electromagnetic weapons and meteorological weapons in the South Pole, and conducts high-frequency active laser weapon tests in the North Pole. Russia has repeatedly conducted similar weapons and equipment tests in the Arctic. 4. Polar regions are important resource-rich regions. The polar regions are rich in energy and mineral resources. With global warming, the exploitation value of polar resources is also increasing, and the possibility of large-scale development and utilization is increasing. The Arctic has considerable energy reserves. According to preliminary exploration, there are 12.275 billion tons of oil, accounting for 7.26% of the world's remaining recoverable reserves, 47.22 trillion cubic meters of natural gas, accounting for 29% of the world, and 7.005 billion cubic meters of liquefied natural gas, which can be converted into 4.31 trillion cubic meters of natural gas. Countries around the Arctic Ocean are already eager to develop Arctic resources. As early as 2008, Russia issued the Arctic Strategic Plan and proposed to make the Arctic become Russia's primary strategic energy base. Antarctica is also rich in resources. More than 220 minerals have been discovered in the Antarctic continent and the surrounding seabed. Coal resources exceed 500 billion tons, oil reaches 100 billion barrels, natural gas reaches 5 trillion cubic meters, and iron ore can be developed around the world 200. There are also valuable resources such as combustible ice, fresh water, and meteorites. Considering that the geological exploration of the polar regions by human beings is still very limited, the resource reserves of the polar regions are likely to far exceed the proven reserves, which will become an important link in the world's energy and resource security. 2. Characteristics of polar military conflict. Military power plays an important role in the competition between countries in the polar regions. Due to the special geographical environment and international legal status of the polar regions, the use of military power in this field differs greatly from other fields, and the non-war use of military power is more frequent. 1. The use of polar military power is restricted by international treaties. In order to prevent countries from getting out of control over the North and South Poles, the international community has formed a series of treaties to regulate international competition. In Antarctica, the treaty system with the Antarctic Treaty as the core covers most of the activities of various countries in the Antarctic continent and surrounding waters. It clearly stipulates that Antarctica can only be used for peaceful purposes, and it is universally recognized and basically complied with by all countries. Although there is no treaty system covering the entire region in the Arctic, there are also international treaties in the Svalbard Islands and other regions which stipulate that it can only be used for peaceful purposes. From the current point of view, the international community has not loosened its position on the use of military power in the polar regions, and related restrictions are still tightening. In this case, countries have relatively large restrictions on the scope and extent of the use of military power, and they are relatively scrupulous about the reaction of the international community, and military activities are conducted as far as possible under the existing international treaties and the framework of international law. 2. Demonstrating polar military capabilities is an important way for Arctic countries to compete for sovereignty rights. There are big differences in the use of military power between countries in the Arctic and Antarctic regions. The Antarctic Treaty has strong binding force and wide coverage, but there is a struggle for sovereignty rights in the Arctic region, and relevant countries are still actively displaying military capabilities in the region to support their own sovereign rights and rights claims. Among the five countries around the Arctic Ocean, Canada, Denmark, Russia, and the United States have all demonstrated their military capabilities in the Arctic through exercises and deployments. Among them, Russia and the United States have the strongest strength and the most moves. Since 2007, Russia has resumed combat duty flights of strategic bombers across the Arctic and has carried out a series of major military operations in the Arctic, including the deployment of new strategic nuclear submarines and the test firing of intercontinental ballistic missiles. Subsequently, the Arctic Strategic Command and the Arctic Brigade were formed to defend Russia's core interests in the poles. The United States has multiple missile and radar bases in Alaska, Norway, Iceland, and Greenland, Denmark, and has already formed a network of military installations covering the Arctic. In 2009, the U.S. Navy announced the Arctic Roadmap and announced that it would sort out data on surface craft, equipment, and personnel suitable for military activities in the Arctic Ocean to lay the foundation for the future deployment of surface fleets. 3. Military-civilian mixing is the main way for great powers to achieve a polar military presence. Due to various restrictions, major powers mainly achieve a polar military presence through a mixture of military and civilians. This situation is more prominent in the Antarctic region, where the treaty restrictions are stricter. The U.S. military has long been involved in scientific research activities in Antarctica. In 1959, the Ministry of Defense established a perennial scientific research station in Antarctica to supervise the polar scientific research activities involving the military. In 2005, it established an Antarctic military-civilian mixed support task force, which specifically protects various scientific research operations in Antarctica. The U.S. Air Force participates in scientific expeditions in the name of the National Guard and uses large transport aircraft to transport supplies in Antarctica. In the Arctic region, in addition to the public display of military capabilities by Arctic countries, the military forces of most countries are also involved in Arctic scientific research and other scientific research activities. Generally speaking, the United States, Russia, Britain, France, Japan, South Korea, and other countries are actively using military forces to intervene in polar scientific research activities. The military not only provides military equipment and logistical support for scientific research, but also directly participates in polar survival and polar military scientific research, crossing the Westerly Belt Training and other projects. Through this mixed military-civilian approach, the great powers not only realized their military presence in the polar regions, but also avoided international disputes to a large extent and provided strong support for their own polar interests. 3. Strategic guidance for the use of polar military forces. The principle of the use of polar military forces must be based on the characteristics and laws of the use of polar military forces, starting from the national conditions and military conditions of the country, combining needs and possibilities, and maximizing the long-term interests of the country in the polar field. One strictly obey and serve the country's overall foreign policy and strategy. Polar activities not only involve complex and strict international treaty obligations, but also sensitive international politics. In particular, some Arctic countries regard the Arctic actions of extraterritorial powers as an infringement on their backyard, and improper use of military power can easily trigger international conflicts and can even damage the overall situation of a country's foreign relations. For this reason, the use of polar military forces must be cautious, must strictly obey and serve the country's overall foreign policy, and obey and serve the country's long-term strategy of operating the polar regions. In specific operations, it is necessary to conduct unified planning, coordinate diplomacy, commerce, science and technology, and other fields and departments, and establish effective mechanisms such as notification, consultation, and evaluation on the basis of full argumentation to ensure the overall strategy of the use of polar military forces in the country is carried out under the overall situation. 2. Follow the military-civilian combination of military force application methods. The use of polar military power should be widely referred to the practices of various countries, so that military power and civil power should be closely integrated, and the multiple benefits of military power should be used to effectively safeguard the country's interests in the polar regions. It is necessary to give full play to the role of military forces in supporting polar scientific research and other operations, and actively provide equipment, technology, and medical support. With the enhancement of the military's long-distance projecting capabilities, the use of large transport aircraft, military support ships, and special ground transport vehicles should be considered in a timely manner to provide logistical support for the National Polar Scientific Expedition, and to further expand the ways and means of military and civilian joint activities in the polar regions. 3. Highlight the capacity building of non-war military operations such as polar rescue. With the increase of human activities in the polar regions, the possibility of emergencies and disasters has greatly increased. Non-war military operations such as polar rescues will become important uses of military forces. The future use of polar military forces should highlight non-war military operations such as rescue and give full play to the effectiveness of the military in this field. In terms of capacity building, we should focus on strengthening the situational awareness and monitoring capabilities of the polar regions, communication capabilities, air, sea, and land maneuverability in polar climates, and professional rescue capabilities so as to be able to accurately locate, quickly arrive, and effective rescue in the event of a situation and demand for it. 4. Actively explore international cooperation. The polar regions are the common property of all mankind. Active consideration and exploration of international coordination and cooperation are important principles for the use of polar military forces. The military should maintain an active and open attitude when carrying out operations such as supporting scientific research and carrying out polar rescues, and extensively develop coordination and cooperation with the civil and military forces of other countries. We must give full play to the advantages of military diplomacy, enhance cooperation and exchanges with foreign powers and polar neighboring countries, further expand the international space, and create a good international atmosphere for safeguarding polar interests. Section 5. Military conflict in the biological field. Biotechnology is an extremely fast-developing science and technology in the world today, and the field of biotechnology has become one of the fastest-growing and cutting-edge new military fields. The progress of biotechnology and the intensification of military conflicts in the biological field will inevitably bring new security threats and new military confrontations. 1. The status and role of military conflicts in the biological field. Military conflicts in the biological field have become the strategic commanding heights of the game between big powers and the Xinjiang region of national security, and their status and role have been rising. 1. A new territory for the expansion of national security. With the development of modern biotechnology, the national security territory will be further expanded from the traditional land, sea, air, space, network, and electricity fields to the biological field. This means that national security has both a high, far, and deep macro frontier and a micro frontier in the biological field. The biological field has become a brand new territory for the expansion of national security. For example, the use of new biological weapons, bioterrorism attacks, large-scale epidemic infections, specific ethnic genetic attacks, and purposeful genetic modification of the ecological environment, food, and industrial products, and the use of environmental factors such as population migration, climate change, and natural disasters. Biotechnology attacks can not only bring biological damage to specific targets and people, but also bring large-scale spreading effects and deterrent effects. Because these attacks are mainly carried out through the biological microsphere, the traditional geopolitical frontiers are far from being able to effectively protect them, and a new frontier of biotechnology defense and biological structure protection must be constructed and formed in the biological microsphere. 2. The core driver of the evolution of war patterns. The great development and major breakthroughs in biotechnology will lead the new trend of military conflict development, cause major changes in the form of warfare, and the emergence of biological warfare. In the future battlefield, new biological weapons produced by military biotechnology, such as genetic weapons, biological electronic equipment, bionic navigation systems, biological bombs, military bioenergy, military biosensors, military biomedicine, biological equipment, bionic power, and animal weapons and other new biological weapons and equipment produced by military biotechnology will become an important warfare force and will promote a series of new changes in the way of military conflict. First, the target of attack will change from macro to micro. In previous wars, whether it was cold or hot weapons or even information weapons, the human body was the target of attack. And the new type of biological warfare may realize the transformation from macro to micro attack, until attack targets are based on genes or proteins. The second is that the attack line changes from a straight line to a curved line to all directions. In previous wars, the attack lines of weapons were mainly straight lines. In information warfare, curved trajectories and trajectory change guidance appeared. The new biological warfare attacks may be multi-line or even wireless. The third is the controllable attack efficiency. The new type of biological warfare can not only control the intensity of strikes against the target, but also has the characteristics of supermicron, non-lethal, and even reversible, which makes the war more flexible and controllable. Fourth, the attack technology is more complex and synthesized. Biotechnology and information technology, space technology, materials, and engineering technology together constitute an attack technology group. These new changes may give birth to a new form of warfare, a new type of biological warfare, and at the same time promote profound changes in the Army's organization system, combat command, combat methods, after installation support, and combat styles. 3. multiplying factors for the improvement of combat capability. The generation of combat capability mainly depends on people, weapons, and equipment, and the organic combination of people and weapons and equipment. High and new technology, including information technology, often generates combat effectiveness by incorporating these elements. Biotechnology is different from other technologies in that it cannot only be integrated into weapons and equipment to form combat effectiveness, but also can directly act on combat personnel on both sides of the enemy and have a two-way effect. Acting on one's own side can effectively enhance combat effectiveness. Acting on the enemy side can not only directly kill people, but also paralyze combat effectiveness on a large scale or accurately, improve the combat effectiveness of the side. One is to restore the combat effectiveness of personnel. Breaking the traditional medicine's treatment, thinking that the human body is the basic repair unit, and exploring new ideas for disease cure from the human body's microstructure, such as genes, proteins, cells, etc., the purpose is to maintain the health of 154 soldiers and ensure the normal use of combat effectiveness. The second is to maintain combat effectiveness, maintain continuous combat capability of the troops in various difficult environments, such as severe cold, plateau, fatigue, dehydration, and even enter the combat capability of biochemical contaminated areas and enhance the resistance under various stress conditions. The third is to enhance the combat effectiveness of personnel. Under the normal operating conditions of combatants, their physical fitness and cognition can be promoted and improved so that combatants can complete military operations with better than normal physical and psychological conditions. Destroy the enemy's combat effectiveness. Biotechnology changes the traditional damage model and directly targets the microscopic damage of specific physiological functions, which greatly weakens the enemy's combat effectiveness. It is predicted that in the future there may be genetic weapons targeting genes, genomes, and proteomes, brain-controlled weapons that can control target behaviors, as well as creatures targeting the cognitive and nervous system, energy metabolism and physical fitness, single or multiple physiological functions, and biotech weapons, specific populations. These biological weapons damage the life function by changing the microstructure of the organism or control the organism, thereby breaking through the traditional military killing mechanism and bottleneck and achieving the purpose of destroying the enemy's combat effectiveness. 2. The characteristics of military conflicts in the biological field. The complexity of modern biotechnology and its mechanism of action makes military conflicts in the biological field show many new features that are different from other fields. 1. Special mechanism of action. The weapons used in military conflicts in the special biological field are all living organisms except for toxins. This carrier is obviously different from the carriers of other types of threats, such as nuclear threats, chemical threats, and explosive threats. Although biological threats are similar to other threats in terms of the main objects and targets of threats, most of them are human-targeted, but once a biological attack is successful, its target often becomes a new multiplication vector, which is multiplied by thousands of times, creating a new and greater source of harm. For example, the SARS outbreak in 2003 and the new coronavirus outbreak in 2020 have the characteristics of rapid expansion and spread and have caused catastrophic consequences. 2. Complicated style of struggle. Military conflict in the biological field covers a variety of forms such as new biological warfare, biological terrorist attacks, and sudden epidemics. Some of these threats can be identified relatively quickly, and some are more difficult to determine the type of virus, the source of the attack, whether it is a natural outbreak or intentional, and it takes a long time to study to reach a conclusion. For example, a large-scale outbreak may be a biological warfare, a bioterrorism attack, or a natural outbreak, or a biological invasion. In addition to the diversity of forms of biological threats, the diversity of threat substances, biological agents, and modern biotechnology are easy to manufacture, easy to carry, and strong in concealment. They are also different from other forms of security threats, making it difficult to defend against biological threats. It is difficult to characterize the event. For example, after the anthrax mail occurred in the United States in 2001, although the U.S. government invested a lot of manpower and material resources to identify the source of anthrax for more than 2 years, the final identification report still contained many doubts, leading controversy over the cause of the incident and the qualitative opinions of the perpetrators. 3. The consequences have far-reaching consequences. In military conflicts in the biological field, it may be humans or animals and plants that carry out biological threats. Some biological warfare agents have strong environmental tolerance and cannot be instantly killed by disinfectants. They can survive in the environment for a long time, bring long-term harm, and make polluted areas become places of death. For example, the anthrax and other biological weapons test grounds in the Soviet Union and the American Anthrax Biological Weapons Research Laboratory Building, etc., were eventually abandoned into ruins. Biological warfare agents can attack the nervous system, immune system, respiratory system, digestive system, and even reproductive system of the target, and can be lethal to humans or objects, or non-lethal, or even functional variability. The impact brought by it may be overt and immediate, or it may be hidden and long-term, and may even last for several generations. In addition, to deal with biological threats, it is often necessary to close the contaminated area, evacuate people on a large scale, restrict transportation, initiate emergency medical rescue, etc., which inevitably cause major economic losses and even cause social panic and turmoil. 4. Difficulties in effective defense. There are many types of biological carriers used in military conflicts in the biological field. According to the needs of anti-biological terrorism, the relevant disease control departments of the United States and the European Union have proposed dozens of important biological agents. The comprehensive text of the Protocol Negotiation of the United Nations Convention on the Prohibition of Biological Weapons included 51 biological agents and toxins on the monitoring and verification list. In the past 40 years, there have been more than 40 new pathogens, and 1 to 2 new pathogens have appeared every year. The primary task of biological defense is detection, and then prevention, control, and traceability. At present, the rapid detection of the above-mentioned known pathogens is still difficult to achieve completely, and the prevention, treatment, and traceability are more difficult. The above-mentioned are only natural pathogens, and for pathogenic microbial agents reorganized by modern biotechnology, the damage mechanism is more difficult to grasp, and the defense is extremely difficult. 3. Strategic guidance for military conflicts in the biological field. The situation of military conflict in the biological field is becoming more and more severe. We must deeply understand its importance and urgency, and raise the initiative to seize the military conflict in the biological field to the height of safeguarding the overall situation of national security, strengthen strategic guidance, and comprehensively enhance the strategic responsibility of military conflict in the biological field. 1. Top-level planning, advanced deployment of biological defense. Biological threats have a widespread and great impact on social and economic life. It is necessary to plan as a whole from the national strategic level, integrate national forces, formulate and improve relevant strategies and policies, strengthen the overall coordination and systematic layout of military conflicts in the biological field, and improve scientific and efficient systems, emergency response mechanism to create a modern national defense that comprehensively responds to biosecurity threats. In recent years, major countries in the world have introduced military conflict strategies or measures in the biological field one after another. In the biological field, the United States has successively issued a number of national-level strategic documents, such as Biodefense in the 21st Century, National Strategy Against Biological Threats, Chemical and Biological Defense Program Strategic Planning, and has formed a more systematic national strategy and biological national defense deployment. The United States also established a Chemical and Biological Incident Response Force in April 1996. This force is the only fully self-contained, self-sufficient, mission-oriented force that can be deployed to mission sites around the world in a short period of time and is mainly used to quickly respond to chemical and bioterrorist threats. Other major countries have also introduced biosafety-related national strategies and policies and have systematically deployed military threats in the biological field. Under the conditions of the new era, effective response to the biosecurity threats facing our country requires a unified plan and layout at the national level. Strengthen the accurate research and judgment of the development of the biological field and biosafety risks. Establish and improve the relevant laws and regulations in the biological field. Strengthen the legal guarantee for maintaining biosafety, and realize the scientific, standardized, and efficient national biosafety prevention. 2. Scientific prevention and construction of a strong shield against bioterrorism. The most realistic threat in the biological field is organized bioterrorism attacks. To maintain national biosecurity, we must highlight the prevention of bioterrorism, strengthen biosecurity safeguards, improve bioterrorism prevention mechanisms, expand bioterrorism prevention methods, and strive to build a strong shield against bioterrorism. In view of the severe situation of the threat of bioterrorism, countries around the world have taken various powerful measures to prevent and combat bioterrorism. After the anthrax incident subsided in 2001, the United States quickly adopted a series of measures, including reorganizing the emergency response system, giving the Department of Homeland Security the function of quickly responding to bioterrorism, increasing budgets, strengthening biodefense research, and conducting national anti-terrorism joint exercises. Russia has also strengthened its anti-biological terrorism capabilities in various aspects, including the promulgation of the Russian presidential decree on anti-terrorism, the establishment of the Federal Counterterrorism Committee, the formulation of a national biosecurity concept, and a specific drug prevention program to respond to bioterrorism attacks. To maintain security in the biological field, China should attach great importance to the issue of biological counterterrorism, establish a leadership mechanism to prevent biological terrorism and emergency prevention mechanisms at all levels, build a sensitive, effective, and timely emergency response network for biological terrorist attacks, and strengthen biological counterterrorism equipment in a targeted manner, research and technological development, to further improve the medical and medical security system and response plans for biological anti-terrorism, increase the popularization of scientific knowledge of biological anti-terrorism among the people, and ensure that timely, scientific, and efficient response is possible if something happens. 3. Global defense, creating a supporting system for biosecurity. Biosecurity threats have multiple sources, broad time and space, and full spectrum. We must consider, comprehensively defend, and respond effectively to build a full-spectrum biosecurity defense support system. Judging from the practices and experiences of various countries, fully generate military combat capabilities in the biological field, maintain national biosecurity, and need to build a complete system. One is the risk assessment and prevention and control system, including the determination of the nature, source, hazard path, and degree of the risk of substances, as well as various key target prevention and control and disposal measures. The second is the risk response strategy optimization system, including the situation analysis of incident occurrence, development and disaster, forecast and early warning measures, and optimization of screening, etc. The third is the research and development and support system of defense materials and equipment, including the development of prevention and control materials, key technology platforms, and infrastructure construction, etc. The fourth is the personnel team building system, including professional team, command and management talent team, analysis, monitoring and early warning team, emergency response team construction, etc. The fifth is the information network system, including important target area information network and basic database construction, as well as emergency response and rescue personnel, available materials and equipment, and other resource databases. Sixth is the organization and command system, including all levels of command and management agencies, operating mechanisms, emergency plans, etc. Four, military-civilian integration and seizing the commanding heights of military conflicts in the biological field, biotechnology has the unique advantages of high versatility and strong compatibility in the whole society. Due to the pressure of technological innovation and profit-driven, local enterprises are often at the forefront of the development of biotechnology. The development of military biotechnology must make full use of the biotechnology resources of the whole society to promote the deep integration of military and civilian development in the biological field. At present, developed countries, especially the United States, have adopted a series of measures to occupy the commanding heights of military conflict in the biological field. One is to strengthen policy guidance. From the policy level, the United States requires relevant scientific research institutes, other government agencies, Department of Defense laboratories and facilities, and industrial departments to conduct joint research on related biotechnology projects, and has formulated a series of preferential policies to encourage the military and private enterprises to jointly conduct biotechnology research and development. The second is to increase investment in biological research. For example, from fiscal year 2001 to fiscal year 2012 alone, the U.S. government invested more than $66.9 billion in biological defense. In 2020, in response to the new coronavirus epidemic, countries around the world have invested heavily in the research and development of vaccines. The third is to strengthen infrastructure construction. Numerous military-civilian research centers and high-level biosafety laboratories have been established, and a lot of work has been carried out on the computer simulation of biological events, biological warfare, bioterrorism, etc., and information monitoring technology, which has played an important role in bioterrorism and major infectious disease hazard assessment. Five, strengthen international cooperation and enhance the international voice of biosafety. Strengthening international cooperation mainly refers to participating in activities closely related to national security, such as biological arms control, compliance, and non-proliferation. On the one hand, as an organic component of the international arms control, disarmament, and non-proliferation system, biological arms control, compliance, and non-proliferation still play an important role in maintaining world peace and stability. On the other hand, the current international biological arms control situation is still complicated. The process of biological arms control and compliance still has a long way to go. In order to safeguard our national interests and strengthen the initiative in military conflicts in the biological field, we should actively participate in the international biological conventions and strengthen the right to speak in the formulation of rules. Actively participate in the implementation of international biological conventions. Attach great importance to and encourage the international community to actively participate in and implement international regulations in the field of biosafety, such as the Biological Weapons Convention and the International Health Regulations. Promote the realization of non-proliferation and risk management goals. Strengthen the political will of the contracting parties to fully and seriously implement the contract and promote the global biosafety governance. Expand international cooperation in the field of biosafety. Organize forces to strengthen targeted research in order to expand all-round international cooperation in the field of biosafety. Strengthen information exchange, participate in the formulation of international rules, and enhance the international discourse power of biosafety. Strengthen the sharing of intelligence information resources, rely on domestic scientific research institutions and professional information intelligence agencies, establish a multi-level information collection and research judgment system that combines strategy, technology, and dynamics, and track national strategic policies, planning plans, and national biosecurity and biodefense-related national strategies, laws and regulations, improve targeted services, and department sharing mechanisms. Section 6, Military Conflict in the Intelligence Field. With the development of science and technology, the innovative application of artificial intelligence is fully developed, and various fields of human society are facing an unprecedented wave of intelligence. Affected by this process, the advancement of military intelligence has accelerated, and the world military competition around intelligence has begun. Paying close attention to military conflicts in the field of intelligence and actively seizing the commanding heights of the military intelligence strategy is a major issue for strategic guidance under the conditions of the new era. 1. The role of military intelligence. The innovative application of artificial intelligence in the military field is setting off a wave of military intelligence. All aspects of the military field are being reshaped, and the form of warfare is gradually evolving to intelligent warfare. 1. Military intelligence is an important part of the social intelligence revolution. With the increasing maturity of artificial intelligence supporting technologies, major breakthroughs in artificial intelligence algorithms, the development of social informatization, and the convergence of big data and other factors have led to the rapid rise of artificial intelligence, and human society has accelerated from the information age to the intelligent age. The application effects and broad prospects of artificial intelligence have not only made it the focus of development and competition among research institutions and multinational technology giants, but also triggered strategic competition among major countries in the world. The development of artificial intelligence has formed synergy from all levels of technology, R&D, industry, and national strategy, and the wave of intelligence has become the general trend of the times. In this process, various fields of human society, including the military field, have been hit by unprecedented intelligence, and the intelligence of the military field has led other fields in many aspects, leading and promoting the in-depth advancement of the social intelligence revolution. 2. Intelligent unmanned systems have become an indispensable battlefield force. With the breakthrough in the development of artificial intelligence technology, its military applications have entered an explosive period. Weapons and equipment with primary intelligence have shown an increasingly important role on the battlefield, becoming an indispensable and important force in military operations. In the battlefields of Afghanistan and Iraq, U.S. military drones have undertaken most of the combat support tasks, such as reconnaissance, intelligence, and surveillance, and are responsible for about one-third of the airstrike missions. In the 2006 Israeli-Lebanese conflict, the various missions performed by Israeli drones accounted for about half of the total missions of the Israeli Air Force. Russia has also repeatedly used unmanned reconnaissance aircraft and combat robots in the Syrian battlefield. Military operations have become increasingly inseparable from the support of intelligent unmanned systems. Accompanied by the rising role of the battlefield, the research and development and deployment of intelligent unmanned systems have shown an accelerated growth momentum, and they have begun to take shape in terms of numbers. With more than 10 years of anti-terrorism war, the number of intelligent unmanned systems in the U.S. military has increased exponentially. the number of Russian military drones has increased tenfold between 2011 and 2016. Intelligent unmanned systems represented by drones are accelerating the development of the world. The number of countries and non-state organizations that develop and use drones is increasing, and more intelligent unmanned systems will enter the military of major countries in the world. 3. Innovative applications of artificial intelligence are gestating new forms of warfare. The innovative application of artificial intelligence technology in the military field has improved the technical and tactical performance of existing weapon systems and has produced many unprecedented intelligent unmanned systems in form and mechanism. The new type of intelligent weapon equipment has key advantages such as excellent technical and tactical performance, long continuous working hours, no discount on execution of commands, greatly shortened training period, and low overall cost, giving it a huge advantage over traditional weapons and equipment. In the future, the replacement of old and new weapons and equipment will continue to accelerate with the breakthrough and innovation of artificial intelligence technology, and intelligent combat systems will inevitably become the dominant force on the battlefield. With the increase in the use of intelligent unmanned systems and the rising role of their status, all aspects of the military field will accelerate intelligence. In order to adapt to this major change and give full play to the advantages of intelligent weapons and equipment, traditional warfare theories, combat methods, and military organizational structure will have to be adjusted accordingly, and intelligent warfare forms will be nurtured and formed in this process. 2. The characteristics of military conflicts in the intelligence field. Although military intelligence is still in its infancy, its important value and strategic significance have been increasingly recognized by the world. The development of intelligent weaponry and seizing new military commanding heights has become a strategic choice for the armed forces of major countries in the world to seek future military advantages. 1. The competition for intelligent major power strategy is becoming increasingly fierce in order to ensure that they occupy a favorable position in the new round of military competition. The world powers have successively introduced military intelligence development strategies and plans. Since 2000, the U.S. Department of Defense has updated and released the roadmap for the development of unmanned systems in the next 25 years, every 2 to 3 years, provide guidance and reference for the development of unmanned systems in the industry. The United States has also raised the development of intelligent unmanned systems to the national level, making overall plans for its research and development, application, and coordination. France, Germany, the United Kingdom, Russia, and other countries have also actively introduced similar strategies or policy plans to vigorously develop intelligent unmanned systems. The development of intelligent weapons has risen from technological innovation to the level of military strategy with fierce international competition in intelligentization too. Major countries are competing to develop new intelligent weapons and equipment. In the process of the development of intelligent unmanned systems, advanced countries continue to introduce new innovations in order to ensure decisive technological advantages and strive to widen the technological gap with less advanced countries. And later, advanced countries actively promote relevant development plans to prevent backwardness and overcome new technological challenges. Vigorously develop intelligent weapons and equipment, forming a situation of competition in all fields where you are catching up with me. Among them, unmanned aerial systems are the primary field for the development of intelligent unmanned systems. Countries pay the most attention, invest the most, and the competition is fierce. The U.S. Navy's X-47B UAV already has key capabilities such as taking off and landing on aircraft carriers, flying in formation with manned aircraft, and autonomous aerial refueling. Unmanned combat aircraft such as the Neuron, led by France, the Thor of the United Kingdom, and the Hunter of Russia, are also accelerating the development and equipping of troops. Surface and underwater unmanned systems have also continuously achieved important results, and international competition is gradually taking shape. The USS Sea Hunter unmanned anti-submarine ship was officially commissioned in April 2016. Both the U.S. and Russian forces are speeding up the formation of combat robot forces that can complete combat tasks. A new round of competition in the development of unmanned weapons and equipment with intelligence as the Corps will be fully launched in the fields of land, sea, air, and space. 3. The development of intelligent weapons and equipment is increasingly confrontational. The profound adjustment of the international order and the enhancement of the combat effectiveness of intelligent unmanned systems in the field of traditional warfare have prompted the world's powers to target the development of intelligent weapons and equipment at wars between major powers, and the antagonism and directionality have become increasingly obvious. The core of the third offset strategy, accelerated by the United States, is artificial intelligence. The basic focus of this strategy is to offset the achievements of major competitors' military modernization in recent years and form a decisive military advantage. These measures of the United States pose a potential threat to relevant countries, and the struggle around the world's intelligent military and application will be long-term, complex, and fierce. 3. Strategic guidance for military conflicts in the intelligent field. The advancement of military intelligence has put forward new and higher requirements for army building, and it also provides a rare opportunity for the latecomer army to leapfrog development and realize overtaking in corners. It is necessary to actively respond to intelligent challenges, plan military intelligence development strategies, and seize the commanding heights of future military conflicts. One scientific overall planning and overall advancement of the military's intelligence construction and development. The development of military intelligence is an arduous and complex system engineering, which not only involves the development of various intelligent unmanned systems in the air, ground, water, and space, but also involves the exploration of intelligent weapon combat methods and theories, and also affects the establishment of the military system's adjustment and reform. It is necessary to strengthen overall planning, advance the layout, guide and control the planning and implementation of various fields and levels, and actively seize the strategic opportunities for the intelligent construction of the military. The key points include, first, do a good job in the top-level design of military intelligence. We should focus on systemicity, complexity, and long-term nature, and formulate and improve military intelligence based on a deep understanding of the development and evolution of the world's new military revolution, accurate determination of the country's reality and potential security threats, scientific understanding of national conditions and military conditions, and the contradictions faced by the military at this stage. The development strategy is to clarify the basic goals, guiding ideology, and basic path of the main ideas of the military's intelligent construction. The second is to formulate an intelligent development plan and roadmap. From the level of national defense and the military, as well as the levels of various services and arms, formulate more operational strategic plans and roadmaps to form a complete chain of strategic decision-making, strategic planning, strategic evaluation, and execution supervision to ensure that the strategic design can be specifically implemented in each area to all links in the field. The third is to grasp the key points and breakthrough points of intelligent advancement. Efforts should be made to promote the transformation 163 of ideological concepts, fully understand the meaning of the intelligent revolution, and consciously establish a new concept that is compatible with future intelligent warfare. It is necessary to focus on promoting the development and application of intelligent weapons and equipment, and drive the development of other unmanned systems with the success of aerial unmanned systems, so as to pave the way for the wider promotion and application of intelligent unmanned systems. 2. Strive to conquer core technologies and master the initiative in the development of military intelligence. In the wave of intelligence, whether it can break through the core key technologies of artificial intelligence will directly affect the success or failure of the country in the future world military intelligence development competition. We should carry out basic research, such as brain science, biological science, etc., to continuously enhance the original innovation ability in the field of artificial intelligence and lay a solid foundation for the development of advanced intelligent weapons and equipment. Step up the implementation of forward-looking research, dare to carry out leading, exploratory, and disruptive major technology and new concept research, and strive to overcome some core key technologies, form a technological asymmetric advantage with the leading countries, and occupy the strategic commanding heights of the future military intelligence field. Formulate key technology development plans, establish the overall layout and project structure of key, critical, and general technologies, focus on solving bottlenecks that restrict the development of weapons and equipment, realize the comprehensive integration of key technologies and systems, and drive the entire technological system with key developments in technological breakthroughs, determine the scientific development path and strategy, and strengthen the original design in accordance with the thought of careful selection, key breakthroughs, and do something to ensure that they will not be attacked by opponents. 3. Strengthen forward-looking research and continuously deepen the innovation of intelligent military theory. Facing the new situation of the world military revolution, the military field must pay close attention to the various new situations and changes brought about by military intelligence, clarify the context of the development of intelligent weapons and equipment, summarize the characteristics and laws of its development and application, and continue to deepen the research and innovation of military theory, and then deeply grasp the development trend and strategic influence of military intelligence, and provide forward-looking theoretical guidance for military construction and development. When the prelude to military intelligence has just begun, and there is a great demand for theoretical innovation, it is necessary to carefully study and answer a series of related questions. For example, the current status and prospects of the development of artificial intelligence, the field, degree, and trend of military intelligence, the mechanism of intelligence influence or the generation of combat effectiveness, the opportunities and challenges of military intelligence to national security and army construction, how to adapt and promote military intelligence, how to recognize and grasp the changes in combat methods triggered by the use of intelligent weapons and equipment, and how to coordinate the development of intelligence and other technical fields. To these major questions, we should focus on the future, focus on actual combat, and make predictive, creative, and systematic answers from the theoretical level. 4. Promote deep military-civilian integration and leverage social resources to develop military intelligence. Strengthening close cooperation with the socio-economic field, digesting and absorbing its research and innovation results in a timely manner, integrating military intelligence into social intelligence development, and forming a deep integration of military and civilian development is the only way to accelerate the development of military intelligence. The key points include: first, strengthen overall planning. Under the overall strategic framework of the National Military Civilian Integrated Development, planning and guidance are given from the strategic level, the objectives, tasks, means, and ways of intelligent development, as well as the specific measures of integrated development at various stages are formulated and implemented. Special attention should be paid to deepening military-civilian integration in key areas, including deep learning, machine vision, intelligent robots, etc., and breakthroughs in key areas will drive the overall leap of military-civilian integration. The second is to improve the system and mechanism. Relying on the national-level Military-Civilian Integration Leadership Agency, improve the intelligent leadership coordination mechanism of military-civilian integration, promote the development of military intelligence as a key area in the coordinated development of economic construction and national defense construction, and continuously improve related systems to ensure that needs are matched, resources sharing, benefit compensation and incentives, supervision and evaluation, and other mechanisms receive key guarantees. The third is to improve policies and regulations. As a new field, the development of military intelligence is rapidly changing and uncertain, involving various resource allocations and adjustments to the interests of all parties. It is necessary to strengthen and improve relevant policies and regulations for the development of intelligence, break all kinds of obstacles and barriers, and enable the development of intelligence. Military-civilian integration is guaranteed by policies and regulations. Special attention should be paid to the establishment and improvement of the Intelligent National General Standard System to realize the coordination and unification of the military and civilian standard systems from the source, so as to promote the rapid and efficient development of military intelligence. 5. Correctly handle various relationships and realize the scientific development of military intelligence. The development of military intelligence involves all aspects of military construction, national defense science and technology, and military industrial enterprises. It is necessary to proceed from the overall strategic situation, adhere to dialectical thinking, and correctly understand and handle some important relationships in the development of military intelligence. One is to correctly grasp the relationship between intelligent weaponry and current weaponry construction. It not only accelerates the development of informatization and mechanized weapons and equipment and steadily improves the combat effectiveness of the troops, but also focuses on the needs of future warfare, takes the development of intelligent weapons and equipment as the traction, and carries out a forward-looking strategic layout. The second is to correctly grasp the relationship between learning from foreign military forces and independent innovation. It not only pays attention to drawing lessons from foreign military advanced technology, but also adheres to the development path of self-centeredness and independent innovation, and fundamentally grasps the initiative of military intelligence development in its own hands. The third is to correctly grasp the relationship between gradual development and leapfrog development. Under the situation that gradual development has become more and more difficult to meet national security needs, make full use of the historical opportunities brought by the development of military intelligence, aim at more cutting-edge and disruptive strategic commanding heights, and adopt extraordinary measures and extraordinary paths, and realize the leap from following and running to leading in the field of military intelligence.